Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Casey, it is a Rockin' and Teresa Show live in Mexico.
We're at the El Dorado Seaside Suites, courtesy of Jay French at Ultimate Vacations. That's U.Vacations.
You know, our friends are here, Bill and Nancy Rush. They came in and we told them what happened this morning. And Nancy first looked at me like, oh boy.
Is Rocket freaking out?
Am I freaking out?
Teresa's going to be totally fine. She had a little bit of a health scare this morning. Hopefully she'll be back with us tomorrow. And it is throwing off our game. I got to tell you, I read the wrong words a second ago, but I'm back in action.
Okay.
We're back to trending topics that are actually brought to you by Hardee's. Nothing else. Okay. Just Hardee's.
Just Hardee's.
The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit loaded with bacon, eggs, and cheese on a buttery made-from-scratch biscuit. Stop in and get one for $1.69 now at Hardee's.
You know, you have been a part of our show for a while now, and Teresa said something last week about you. You're like my service dog.
I really am. I calm you down.
You really do, and we call it therapy.
Yes.
Now, this morning, before we got started, get here early. What did you do, the first thing you did?
As soon as you walked in the room, I said, Rocket, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Take a deep breath. Do you know what's going on?
No, I had no clue because my phones were dead.
I said, Teresa had a little bit of a health scare overnight. She's with the doctor. She's going to be totally fine, but the show must go on without her.
And I said, okay. I buckled up, and then I realized, well, I've got Sarah also who's getting married, wedding day, who I spent a lot of time with on this trip. I see Adam every now and then because I told him on the plane. I said, Adam, because he's military and he's, you know, like me, that we, you know, we're different sometimes.
He doesn't like large crowds.
Right.
He does his own thing.
And I do this for a living. How screwed up is that? But we talked and he's having a good time. And then you and I got to hang out last night at karaoke. How do you feel on your wedding day?
I'm so excited. It's kind of fun that I'm gone this morning because it kind of feels like that whole traditional feel, you know, don't see each other
right.
on the, you know, the wedding day and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure we'll have lunch together, but you know, it kind of feels like that this morning. But no, I'm so excited. The venue is absolutely beautiful. I get to marry my best friend, and there isn't that pressure just because we are already married. You know, this is symbolic for us. So it's just so nice to be able to create those memories with him that we didn't get to have.
He's excited about that.
I'm so excited to see her hair and makeup. Our friend Shannon Luna is going to be helping us out, getting her all ready for the wedding. I can't wait to see.
We've done a trial run and it's phenomenal. I'm so excited.
It's so funny because not only did your wedding day, we also had an engagement happen here.
Yeah, we did. We've got a little somebody right here who started the trip without a ring.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, last time I saw you, I heard you guys got seasick on a...
Mild seasick. Sea nauseous.
Sea nauseous.
And the first thing I said to you, don't wear that wedding ring. I heard
it
you guys.
It didn't help me catch a fish.
By the way, how do you feel? Oh, your family knows now you're getting married.
Yes, we're excited. We've already started talking about dates. It's going to be far in the future. I mean, it took us this long to get to this point, so why rush the wedding?
You got the ring, right?
Absolutely. I got the man.
And for the audience who didn't know this, we were at the pool, and prior to coming here, Teresa told Tara and I, some friends may think about getting married. Don't say anything. Well, I say anything that's on my mind.
But
I met Tony, he was like saying, this is my fiance. So we're talking. I'm trying to talk him out of marriage. You don't need to get married. I'm thinking. And then I find out that I see a picture. I'm going, oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I was told not to do. But are you guys happy?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is just the cherry on top.
Yeah.
I mean, like you mentioned that you're marrying your best friend and I don't want to say I believe in soulmates, but we've had a connection from the moment we met. And
absolutely.
Then make we it got formal.
Congratulations. Yeah. All right. Trending topics.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West welcoming their third child. TMZ reports a surrogate gave birth yesterday to the couple's third child. That is a girl weighing just 7 pounds. I bet she's adorable. Their kids are so cute. And we've been following this story all morning long. Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski found dead in his apartment. Authorities saying it appears to be a self-inflicted death.
Sad.
Very sad. Watch out, Mona Lisa. Google's mobile art experiment is picking up steam all over social media. Rocket, Sarah, have you guys seen this?
No.
Okay, let me tell you about it. Google Arts and Culture launched its famous painting selfie experiment app. People are taking selfies to see which world-famous painting they resemble and sharing the results. So I really wanted to try this
last
night.
We have to do this.
Yes.
It doesn't work in Mexico, though. Unfortunately, it's only available in the U.S.
A lot of things don't work in
Mexico, yeah. Yeah, so we're going to have to wait till next week to try that out. And women's tennis has a new champion, Shrieker. Her name is Aryna Sabalenka. She played yesterday at the Australian Open, and the crowd got so fed up listening to her that they started imitating her shrieks.
One of the things I think is going to be... There's plenty of screaming during the rally. It's not coming from the fans.
That's almost as though she's meant for Sabalenka.
I think that's rather ironic.
Please.
Yeah, oh dear.
It just as a courtesy for the players, please.
I think the umpire needs to just stay out of it right now.
Yeah, less said the better.
Coming up in tabloid trash, we have a couple of women in the spotlight donating huge amounts of money.
Good morning, KC.